Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Hi, this is Pat Iyer with Legal Nurse Podcast, and today I've brought to you a guest who has expertise in an area that's really important when you're building your business, and that is LinkedIn. Karen Yankovich is the CEO of Uplevel Media, which is a LinkedIn marketing firm delivering profitable, cutting-edge digital strategies. And she hosts a popular podcast called Good Girls Get Rich. We are all for that, Karen. She's an internationally recognized LinkedIn expert and a consultant who is a genius at helping businesses use LinkedIn profitably. Karen, welcome to the show.
I'm so happy to be here, Pat. Thanks for having me. It's always fun to have a chance to talk to you.
And Karen's show, the first one that she did on LinkedIn, was one of our most popular shows of all time. And I wanted to bring her back for an update. Karen and I met at a Mid-Atlantic podcast conference. I guess it was last year, Karen, or the year before.
Might have even been 2 years ago. Yeah. Yeah.
And she has continued to delve into and get deeper and deeper knowledge about LinkedIn. What has changed in LinkedIn since the last time that we did our interview?
You know, Pat, I think a lot has changed. And a lot has changed at LinkedIn, but also I think surrounding LinkedIn. And let me just tell you what I mean by that. You know, I think as experts in our world, right? And I think you and your listeners are all experts at what they do. It's our job to create visibility so people know to call us when they have a need that we can fulfill, right? And have us stand out from the crowd. But it's getting so noisy, right? Like, it's always been noisy, but it's just getting noisier. Twitter's noisy, Instagram's noisy, Facebook's noisy. I use all those platforms. But at the end of the day, there's a little bit of relief coming over to LinkedIn because it's less noise and more money, you know? So, I think that one of the things that LinkedIn has done really well in the past few years is really double down on their ability to create relationships with the people that are their members. You know, things like some of this has just happened in the last like couple months. You know, it used to be when you were creating your profile, the section where you told everybody about you was your summary. And a summary is a summary, right? We know what a book summary is, right? It's kind of like a shortened version of the real, you know, of what you're talking about in the book. But they changed it to about, right? So what that does, it's a tiny little word shift, but it's a big mindset shift. I think it's a big psychological shift because they know that people come to LinkedIn to meet other people, to build relationships. And I want to know about you when I am building a relationship with you. They just recently changed their messaging tab to chat. Now, when you go to LinkedIn, you don't think you're chatting, right? Like most people don't go to LinkedIn and think I'm going to chat with Pat. But, you know, the bottom line is you can. LinkedIn has the ability, just like Facebook does, to let you know if people are online with a little green dot next to their name. And if they are, you know, take advantage of that, especially if it's somebody that is valuable to you or could be influential to you in your business. And they don't have to know that your intention is to chat them, but you know that by virtue of the fact that they have that little green dot, that they're sitting there when you send your message and you're more likely to get a quick response from them. So what LinkedIn has done, I think, really well in the past few years is really double down on, we're here to help you build relationships and get to know, you know, people that you couldn't have dreamed of having the ability to do 10 years ago.
It's interesting how it has helped me in this podcast because I get invitation connection requests all the time. And now I'm looking at those individuals saying, is this a person who could bring value to my audience? I've got a guy this afternoon who I'm doing a podcast with who I found on LinkedIn, and he was thrilled to be invited to the show. So yes, it connects us in a way that is more meaningful than the list of men who come and invite me to be friends on Facebook, for example. Yes. And if I don't know them, it's delete, delete, delete,
yeah.
delete.
Yeah. But here's the thing that I want to just point out about what you said, Pat, because it is so, I love that you're doing that. And I think that that's one of the biggest values on LinkedIn. You wouldn't have known the value of this gentleman that you're speaking about this afternoon if he hadn't done his job in creating a profile that lets you know about him. So it's our job as marketers, if we want to get that visibility, if we want to build those profitable relationships, it's our job as marketers or as business professionals to take time to create a profile that really positions us as if we're peers with the most influential people in our industry. And if we're not doing that, we're missing out on those opportunities and you're leaving money on the table. And I can't stress enough the importance of your profile. And it is, the work is done up front. So there is time you have to set aside up front. But once it's done, it's just a matter of tweaking it as things change and evolve in your business and in your life.
I had a business coach for a couple of years who encouraged us to go in twice a year and look at all of our social media profiles to see what needs to be changed, updated, what links are no longer valid, what websites have we added.
Yeah.
Put it on your calendar and just get it done.
I completely agree. And you know, you don't even have to do that yourself. You know, you could probably bring somebody in from Upwork or Fiverr and say, just go to all my social media profiles and click every link and read everything and go to every URL I send people to and make sure that they're still, you know, they still work and they're still valuable. And at that point, then you can go in and look at it from a perspective of, you know, because we do put a lot of stuff out there that we don't look at again. I can't even tell you every single time I do a LinkedIn training where I've got my profile up, I'm like, oh, you know, I think I need to change that, right? Because things change and evolve in my business and in my life all the time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I do a lot of speaking and I know you do too. And one of the things I have a speaker agent and I have a couple and one of them reached out to me and she said, why don't you have a skill listed on LinkedIn that says keynote speaker? I was like, I don't. She's like, you don't. I was like, okay, well that, let me change that. But then I had to go in because now it had like no endorsements next to it. I had to go in and ask people, can you start endorsing me for this so that it shows up as influential as some of the other things that I've got a lot of endorsements on. So we don't see what we don't see if we don't take the time to be looking for it, if that makes sense.
Yes, you're right. Give us some tips on crafting our profiles so that we are attracting the people to us who we're interested in meeting.
Yeah. Well, the first thing I would say before you even go to put pen to paper or fingers on the keyboard, I think there's two things that you really need to do. And one is really determine who it is you're looking to attract. Are you looking to attract a client? Are you looking to attract media? Overlooked by so many people. Who are the media that writes about the kinds of things that you're an expert in? And have you built relationships with them? You're not pitching them. You're not doing anything other than saying, hey, I love this article that you wrote. I'd love to be connected to you because I'm in that same world, right? So do some homework. Think about who those people are. And that could change, right? It could be that, you know, for a particular month of the year, you know that there's a hot topic around this in your industry. So for a couple months, maybe you're going to focus your profile on speaking to a particular audience. And then a couple months later, maybe you're going to shift it because, you know, conference season is in 6 months and now's the time to be getting those speaking engagements. So maybe you'll shift to speak to that person. But it's important to understand that people aren't really reading your LinkedIn. Well, they are reading your LinkedIn profile to find out about you, but they're really more interested in what you can do for them. So you need to be sure that you're speaking to the people that you want to attract. And the first thing that has to happen to do that is you need to know who they are. So you need to spend some time thinking about who your ideal person is that you're looking to attract and build a relationship with on LinkedIn. And then the second thing is think about what are they searching for that you want to come up as the search result. So those are your keywords, right? Like on your website, that's your SEO. It's different on LinkedIn than on your website. Like I have a client who has a healthcare supplement. Nobody's, you know, on Google, people are searching for the supplement. So the name of the type of supplement is a big keyword for him. But on LinkedIn, people aren't necessarily looking for supplements. However, maybe they're looking for supplements that they can stock in their health food store, right? So they're searching for something a little bit different on LinkedIn. And if you want them to find you and your profile, you've got to think about what those words are, and those are your keywords. You can literally find out what keywords LinkedIn is using to bring up your profile in your profile on LinkedIn. There's a dashboard, and on that, everybody has this, no matter what, whether you have a paid or free version. And one of the options on your dashboard is how many times your profile has been viewed in the past week. Mm-hmm. If you click on that number, it will bring up some more statistics for you. And one of those statistics will be the keywords LinkedIn used to bring people to your profile this week. Now, I will caution this by saying, if you're not all that active on LinkedIn, you may have no results there. But the more active you are, and you will be after you listen to this, the more likely you'll have things coming up. But you can see if you're doing, and this is not, if it's not what you want, it's not LinkedIn's fault, right? LinkedIn's not broken if you're coming up for dog walker. It means that you have the opportunity to do a better job of feeding LinkedIn. But first, you have to know what those words are. So those are the things that have to happen before you even take a stab at your profile. And then at that point, you can go in and you can start crafting a headline, again, using those keywords that speak to your ideal client, that actually kind of hooks them, right? So, you know, an example that I use that, you know, probably doesn't fit your audience, but you can apply it to your, you know, you guys that are listening can apply it to you. You could be a financial planner. That's amazing. But, you know, you're a financial planner. There's a million of you on LinkedIn. But if you say, I'm a financial planner and I help women over 50 create enough wealth to retire at 60, now you're speaking to me, right? And that's why it's important you know who that person is, because that's what makes you stand out from all of the other people that do what you do, not by just continuing to push out your skills and your amazingness, but to speak to them and to solve their problems and to address their concerns and to poke at their pain points, right? You can resolve these things. So creating a headline from that perspective, creating an about section from that perspective, and then using every single character in those two sections that are available to you. Because again, you're thinking about keywords. Why not feed LinkedIn and Google everywhere you can? So those are the first couple of things I would be doing. And I know that that's a big ask. You know, it's a lot easier to say, well, let me just copy my resume over, right? But if you want the business and you can get the business, those are the things you have to do. And here's the thing. I teach LinkedIn marketing. For me, LinkedIn marketing, LinkedIn keynote speaker, all of those things are great keywords for me. But everybody else that teaches LinkedIn knows how to do this. So this is a lot harder for me than it is for you. That's because right. most of the people in your industry do not know how to do this. So if you're doing it, you're going to come up in those searches. And that's where you're going to get the business. And that's attraction marketing. That's inbound marketing. And that's how LinkedIn stands out from all of these other platforms. That gives you the opportunity to now start to build relationships with these people.
I think what I see most commonly in the profiles of legal nurse consultants is that they list their services, which are probably identical to many other legal nurse consultants who are listing their services. Right. But the piece that they seem to miss is what you're talking about, of what are the pain points of the attorney? What exactly are the problems the attorney's trying to solve faced with a pile of medical records or needing a well-qualified expert or...
Yeah.
Trying to figure out what are the injuries this person sustained. And the attorney doesn't have time to wade through all of that medical data to come up with the answers. Those are the things, if I understand what you're saying, that we should be emphasizing in our profiles.
Yes, absolutely. Because that's what's going to make you stand out from everyone else. So even if you legal nurse, however you would describe yourself, brings up 100 people, you can stand out. And remember, it's in your headline. So think about what a LinkedIn search looks like. You want to hook them in your headline. Because if your headline just says CEO, they're going to skip over you. But if you say, you know, I got your back, or however that you describe that, mm-hmm. Now they're going to go, oh, thank goodness, this is exactly who I was going to be looking for. And I liken it to years and years and years ago, I had a small agency. We were hiring a new customer service person, and you know, we had 10 employees. Our customer service person did everything. So we had a long, long list of people things we needed them to do. And we were using monster.com or something like that to get resumes. And his subject line in his resume was only frozen. I was like, what the heck does that even mean? But it made me look at it. And he was like, I can't actually walk on water unless it's frozen, right? So he hooked me, right? Like he hooked me. That's what you want to think about. What's going to make that attorney that is looking for you, he is searching for this, right? What's going to make him stop at your headline and say, what? What does she mean by that? Or what? I need to learn more about that. And think about this too. Just one more thing. I'm going to harp on keywords a little bit here, but you know, a lot of times we spend money on advertising, right? Maybe you've done some Facebook ads or some LinkedIn ads or whatever you've done to, you know, sponsored, you go to events and you pay to sponsor events because you want to get your name in front of people you hope are interested in what you're doing. We all do that. I do that, right? But when you put time and money and effort into your keywords, you're putting your content in front of people you know are interested in what you're doing because they're searching for it. So why are we spending all this money on advertising and sponsoring and all these other things and no money on the keyword piece? Because now we're putting our content in front of people that we know want us because they're searching for us, not we hope are interested. So we're putting our name in front of them.
Marketing brings the attorney to your door. Sales enable you to bring the case through your door. Your ability as a legal nurse consultant to fine-tune your sales approach makes the difference between success and failure. In my book, How to Get More Cases, Sales Secrets for Legal Nurse Consultants, you'll get concrete tips for how to successfully sell to attorneys. You'll also discover secrets of warming up cold prospects. Use the tips in the chapter on successful sales presentations to get ready for and ace a meeting with an attorney who's considering hiring you to work on a case. And I have critical tips for closing the sale and getting the case. This book is specifically geared to helping legal nurse consultants bring in more cases. There are three ways that you can order this. Go to http://lnc.tips/creating-series. That's all one word, creating series. The address again is http://lnc.tips/creating-series. Or you can use the button on the show notes at podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. Or you can use the button when you look at the show notes through our mobile app called BizEdu. You can get the app at http://legalnursebusiness.com/BizEdu. Get a 25% discount when you add listened in the coupon box at checkout. Well, let's flip it. Let's say the legal nurse consultant is now on LinkedIn looking for attorneys to approach who have the type of practice that warrants the use of a legal nurse consultant. Do you have any thoughts on whether we should be approaching prospects? And if so, what should we be saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And here's what I would say. I am a huge proponent of LinkedIn Sales Navigator. It's $70 a month, but if you have a business that doesn't support a $70 a month investment in getting you to the exact right people and getting you on the phone with the exact right people, then you probably need to do some work shifting around your prices and your services and your packages. Because that $70 a month I spend is the best $70 a month I spend in my business because it allows me to micro target. And micro targeting is a word you're going to hear me say a lot. If we extend this relationship, if we follow each other beyond this, I do not want you to find a list of 500 attorneys and reach out to all of them. I want you to dive deep. If your expertise is around a specific type of whatever, right? A specific, let's say, medical condition, then find the attorneys that work on that specific medical condition. And Sales Navigator gives you the ability to not only do that, search by keywords, search by the kinds of things that they're doing. It also allows you to narrow that search down by people that are active on LinkedIn. And attorneys are not always all that active on LinkedIn, but I don't worry about the ones that are not active on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. I just want to find the ones that are. And I know there's plenty that are. So by using a tool like Sales Navigator, you can do this with the free version, but you don't have those two big benefits that I just gave you. Really diving deep in the searches and also geography. You can dive deeper in geography with Sales Navigator than you can with the free version. I mean, I live in, you know, out, I live kind of smack between New York and Philadelphia, which means I can either use New York, greater New York area or greater Philadelphia area on the free version, as opposed to within a certain number of miles of a zip code with the paid version, right? Mm-hmm. So now I can target by geography, I can target by keywords, I can target by title, I can narrow it down by people active on LinkedIn, and now I have a nice juicy search, right? I can save that search. I still don't want you to connect with 100 of these people though. I want you to have a process in place that you reach out to 5 to 10 of these people every week, maximum. Because I want you on the phone with them eventually. I don't want you to just have a big network of these people. I want you to have a plan to actually get on the phone with them. So the initial connection request might legitimately be, you know, hey, Joe, I just came across your profile here on LinkedIn. He doesn't have to know because I just did an incredible search that you popped up in, right? I just came across your profile here on LinkedIn. If you can, again, you're doing 5 or 10 of these a week. This does not take a lot of your time. If you can, you know, you can say, you know, I just saw your name in this case or published in this article or whatever, even better, because now he knows you're not spamming. And we all know what's happening with LinkedIn these days and spam. So anything you could do to make that seem really personalized, you might even want to say, and I see we're both members of the Princeton Regional Chamber of Commerce, or I see that we're both New Jersey residents that go to Florida in the winters, right? Something to give you, to let him know you're actually looking to build a relationship. It is a much shorter path to getting them on the phone, because it's not like you're not sending them, you know, BS, I have this article that you might be interested in. You're actually talking to them as if you would be talking to somebody you met at a conference or whatever. That's what I want you to do. And so absolutely reach out to them, but also don't forget that there's, I like to refer to this as centers of influence. Who else has these people in their network? Because how amazing would it be if you were building relationships on LinkedIn with people that, you know, could say, you know what, I want to refer you to this guy because I know he's looking for somebody just like you, right? So also build relationships on LinkedIn with people that also have an audience of people that might be doing what you do. Maybe it's other legal nurses, and maybe you each have your own specialty and you can refer business back and forth to each other because you just don't really cover the kinds of things that they cover, and vice versa. So those are people you want to be building relationships with. All of this is built into the 5 to 10, right? That doesn't mean you're at 10 to 20. All of this is built into the 5 to 10. And going back to the media, you know, again, I mentioned I live in New Jersey. I go to njbiz.com routinely. I throw the word LinkedIn in the search bar to see who's writing about LinkedIn, okay? And I want to make sure I'm connected to every single one of those journalists. Because, and by the way, they're looking for us. They need us more than we need them. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. When you now do approach these attorneys and you've got, as seen on NBC News, right, or seen in this magazine, and it is, I'm telling you, easier than you can imagine to do these things, you now stand out again from all of the other people that do what you do. So it makes that initial connection request have a higher percentage of success because you've done the work to create a brand for yourself that stands out from everyone else. And again, I want you to do this on a very micro level, 5 to 10 people a week maximum, because the next thing I want you to do is actually message them and say, hey, thanks so much for the connection. You know, something, I see that you live in Red Bank. I just had dinner there last week and I had the best steak I've ever had at blah, blah, blah restaurant, right? You're just like you met them at a networking event or at a conference or whatever. I want you to be building actual relationships. This is where you're going to get fast results for business, not by spamming 100 people at a time.
And what has this technique done for your business, Karen?
You know what? It has exploded it. You know, what it's done is it's allowed me to really, you know, it's allowed me to really build a solid base of income that allows me to do the other things I want to be able to do. So for example, when we first get started in business, a lot of times we're doing all the things. Like your podcast and my podcast, for example, there's a lot of things, right? By being able to connect with people on LinkedIn and have a repeatable process to bring in high ticket business, I now know that my business has an income base that allows me to pay an assistant to support my podcast that gets my message in front of more people. Mm-hmm. It allows me to create products and services and, you know, for free that I can share with my audience that allows them to kind of maybe get in a funnel that takes them into some more leveraged things. But I would imagine as a legal nurse, you know, you've got a limited number of people you can be working on in a month. So let's make sure you're creating a brand that allows you to price yourself and packages that allow you to price yourself so that you can do an amazing job for less people at a price point that makes that make sense. And by niching down and using LinkedIn to really create this brand that makes you stand out from everyone else, that's what's changed my business. And honestly, I'm still niching down and I struggle with it a little too, because there's a little bit of, you have to be brave sometimes, right? Because you feel a little bit like you're giving up some of this business. But, you know, for every, you know, if you say I'm a legal nurse and I only work, and I really don't know a lot about legal nurses, but I only work in the diabetes world, right? You might think, but oh my gosh, if there's an accident, I might be throwing money out the window. But what's going to happen is for every one client you lose, five people are going to know, wait, send that business to Diane because Diane specializes in diabetes. Mm-hmm. So, and that also allows you to step into that role as a higher level expert at a higher level price point, right? Because now you can take the time not to just overprice yourself, but because you're taking on maybe half the amount of clients at double the amount at the investment level, you're still coming out with the same amount of money, but you have so much more time to research and get to be an even better expert at that, right? So you're creating the value around that to support the additional price point, and you're not spinning your wheels as much. So by creating that process that I described to you guys, the profile and the micro targeting and really connecting with people that make me completely shocked that I have this person on my calendar. Like, I can't believe I get the chance to talk to this person. It allows me to become a better expert and a better at what I do and niche down even further.
As you were talking about raising your fees and then earning the same amount, I was thinking about a pharmaceutical expert who used to be one of my subcontractors who went from $300 an hour to $600 an hour. Then he said, Pat, I have half the work, but I'm making the same amount of money.
Exactly. That's exactly right. I spoke at an event last night for the International Association of Women, and there was a woman that came up to me afterwards, and she's like, my problem is I'm aged out of my industry. And I immediately get my back up with that and say, I don't really believe that's true. But she's like, you know what? I'm in the fashion industry. I'm like, all right, maybe it is more true in the fashion industry. And she goes, and the other challenge I have is I'm a unicorn. I go, well, what does that mean? She goes, there's this much business for me. I said, well, tell me what that means. And she goes, my expertise is in lingerie, specifically bras for full figured women. And she looked at that as if it was a negative. I was like, you have no idea. Like, I want to work with her because I think she can position herself like, listen, I know I'm not 25 anymore, but nobody does this better than me. If you have a lingerie line and you know you're not serving that population, you need me because nobody else does this the way I do it. And what she saw as a negative, she came to me saying, I feel like I need to broaden. I was like, oh my gosh, no. I feel like you need to just own that and step into that and create that as you are the unicorn that only deals with a few people at a time. Therefore, you can double your prices. You know, so taking that same concept into your business and then using LinkedIn to step into that. And the description of my podcast, Good Girls Get Rich, is all about. Do what you're good at. Stay what you're good at. Build an abundant business and a life around that. And everything changes for your business. So this is the process I used to do it. It's the process I teach my clients. And mm-hmm. It can definitely work for you as well.
What went through my mind when you gave us that great example, Karen, is that we're, as a culture in the United States, we're not getting skinnier. There'll be more and more full-figured women entering in the stream, especially in certain parts of our country that are really struggling with
exactly
many people being overweight. If you said she was working with people who are anorexic, that might be a whole different population.
Right. Exactly. But honestly, it almost doesn't matter, because I loved that she knew that was her sweet spot. Right. Right. And instead of feeling like she needed to broaden it, I was like, you need to just own it. Right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I think that's where we create more value around our businesses. And again, your client that you mentioned that has half the amount of business for same amount of money now has a lot of extra time to be even better at what he does. Instead of saying, I just didn't even have time to do this. I know I should have done more research, but I just didn't have time. Now you have the time and you can really continually expand, you know, your level of expertise, which is win-win-win-win-win.
Right. He spends his time exactly what you're doing. He edits his textbook, which is now, I think, going into the fifth edition, and working with his son to bring his son into the business and groom him to be an expert witness as the dad begins to want to spend less time in the courtroom. So yes, he's changing the dynamics of his business based on his pricing model.
Awesome.
Well, do you have a last tip or two for us before we wind up the show?
You know what, Pat? I just didn't hear what you just said. You just went out there for a second.
Do you have a last tip or two for us before we wind up the show?
Yeah. Well, I think that, you know, I think that we've covered a lot. And I think that if I had to give you a couple of tips, it would be to really rethink what the traditional, like, you know, thoughts are around LinkedIn, and understand that it is a tool that can change everything in your business. And think about, like, maybe take some time after you finish listening to the show and think about five people that, if you could build a relationship with them, would make all the change in the world to your business. And use LinkedIn and see if you can connect with them and see if you can get on the phone with them. And they might be journalists, right? I assure you they are looking for you, but you have to look worthy of their time, right? So take the time to create a great profile and then think bigger and believe that you can be peers with these people, and it will start to happen. And I don't say that lightly. I see it happen every single day. So think bigger.
What can you offer to our listeners who are interested in going deeper into LinkedIn?
Yeah, well, I have a Facebook group that is always available. It's, you go to KarenYankovich.com/Facebook group. It is a LinkedIn tips Facebook group, mainly because LinkedIn groups are just not, I just can't get the same amount of engagement there that I can still get on Facebook. Mm. But I'm there every single day. My team is there every single day. So I would love for you to join me there. Put your profiles in. I'm happy to give you a quick little review. But also, we are revamping a challenge we did a few years ago. We're doing a free LinkedIn profile challenge the end of October 2019. So if you're watching this in after that, you can also get on the wait list with the links. But if you go to LinkedInProfileChallenge.com, we're going to spend a week with you helping you craft your profile. And this challenge is like nothing we've ever done before. It's like nothing I've ever seen before, frankly, because not only are you going to get the tactical pieces to creating your profile, you're going to get a little bit of the mindset pieces that we talked about here today. How do you, like, looking back at your business, like, let's pretend it's, you know, the fall 2020 and you had the most amazing year of your career. What were you doing? How were you doing it? Who were you doing it with and for? And then kind of coming back to your LinkedIn profile and infusing that energy into it. We're doing more than tactics. We're doing a lot of mindset in this challenge, and I can't wait to share it with you. So I'd love for you to join me with that. It's LinkedInProfileChallenge.com. And not only join it yourself, but share it with your friends and your family. It's really, we haven't done it in a few years. So if you go there and there's a wait list, you'll see when the next challenge that we're going to be running is. It is not going to be open all the time because we're doing it live. So I'm there live, my team is there live, and I'd love for you guys to join me in that.
Well, thank you so much, Karen, for spending the time sharing your expertise. I think people listening to this will be energized to open up LinkedIn, look at their profile, and say, am I really sharing my expertise? Am I really addressing the pain points of the people that I want to connect with? Am I making connection requests strategically? And then also personalizing those invitation connection requests which we didn't touch on today, but you have a choice of either clicking to connect or sending an individualized message. And I'm sure you're advocating sending the individualized message.
Especially if you're micro-targeting, absolutely. You want to give people, you know, and you want to let them know why you think they're so amazing that you want them to be in your world.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us, Karen. And thank you to you, the legal nurse consultant listening to this program. I applaud you for paying attention to LinkedIn. It's one of the most important methods of marketing that I've experienced in my own business, and it is a tool that's specifically designed for business owners. So thank you for spending your precious time being part of the show, listening, and be sure to tell other legal nurse consultants about Legal Nurse Podcast, which you can access by going to podcast.legalnursebusiness.com. There are lots of other strategies in my book, How to Get More Cases, Sales Secrets for LNCs. Marketing helps the attorney find you, and sales helps you get the case. Order the book at http://lnc.tips/creating-series and use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount. And I've got a phenomenal resource for you just waiting on legalnursebusiness.com. My online training and books are designed to help LNCs discover ways to strengthen their skills and their businesses. Check them out at legalnursebusiness.com. Many of us are lifelong learners who enjoy the chance to keep expanding our knowledge, just like the Book of the Month clubs, my membership site, lnceu.com, gives you 2 online trainings every month. We have a yearly payment plan that saves you over $50 compared to paying monthly, and each program is hugely discounted. Look at the options at lnceu.com. And my last website, thelncacademy.com, is the coaching program I offer to a select number of LNCs. You get my personal attention and mentorship so that you can excel and build a strong foundation for your LNC practice. Get all the details at lncacademy.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.